From 90.7 WFAE, this is Newsworthy for Wednesday, February 4th, 2026. I'm Eric Thiel. The North Carolina Department of Transportation says the new I-485 express lanes around Charlotte are set to open February 28th. The 18-mile toll lanes will run from I-77 to US 74. Toll rates will initially vary by vehicle length, time of day, and day of week. Within a year, the lanes will move to dynamic pricing, meaning tolls will rise or fall based on traffic conditions. Some construction and intermittent lane closures will continue along parts of the corridor after opening. Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools is holding a remote learning day today after this weekend's winter storm. The eighth day in a row, the district has altered its operations due to inclement weather. The school board is set to hold an emergency meeting this evening to consider a proposal to reclaim some of that lost instructional time. James Farrell has more.
Superintendent Crystal Hill plans to recommend the school board turn two early release days scheduled for February 11th and April 29th into regular full school days for students. That's to make up for lost instructional time. The board is set to meet virtually tonight at 6 p.m. The meeting will be broadcast on the district's YouTube account. CMS students haven't had a full day of in-person instruction since January 22nd. There was already a planned teacher work day on January 23rd. That was the day before two weekends of snow resulted in three canceled days, three remote school days, and two delayed openings. James Farrell, WFAE News.
North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis is pressing the Department of Homeland Security for answers on the U.S. Border Patrol's Charlotte operation last November. Julian Berger has more.
In a letter sent Monday to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, Tillis asked her to turn over detailed records from Operation Charlotte's Web. Tillis applauded the arrest of immigrants with criminal records, but he also cited media reports that U.S. citizens may have been detained, subjected to force, or had property damaged during the operation. Tillis is asking DHS to provide data on each stop agents conducted, including if force was used, whether U.S. citizens were involved, and how agents justified each stop. He also wants totals on how many people were detained during the Charlotte operation and how many had prior criminal convictions. Tillis asked for the information ahead of Noem's testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee in March. Julian Berger, WFAE News.
The General Assembly's Energy Policy Commission met for the first time in nearly 2 years to review lessons learned and discuss North Carolina's path forward on nuclear energy. Zachary Turner reports.
Duke Energy has asked federal regulators to approve a site near the Bellows Creek Steam Station in Stokes County for two small modular reactors to replace the existing coal-burning units. But the CEO of nuclear project management company Alva, James Krellenstein, said small reactors might not be the most cost-effective approach, even if the U.S. gains more experience building them.
And even with a lot of learning that's happening as you go from Unit 1 to Unit 2 to Unit 3 to Unit 4, you never actually get over that intrinsic lack of economies of scale that you see in a larger reactor.
The U.S. Department of Energy's reactor pilot program plans to start construction on at least three small reactors by July 4th. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.
Manufacturing giant Siemens Energy said it will invest $421 million to expand operations in North Carolina. It's part of an effort to make the machines to meet growing electricity demand. Kenneth Lee has more.
The investments will expand factories that manufacture energy infrastructure equipment like generators and transformers and will create approximately 500 new jobs statewide. Siemens Charlotte factory is expanding generator capacity and will resume gas turbine manufacturing after a six-year pause. In Raleigh, Siemens will expand its grid technology project execution, engineering, sales, and research and development. It's also investing in a grid parts and service center near Winston-Salem. Last year, Siemens invested $150 million to expand its large power transformer manufacturing facility. Kenneth Lee, WFAE News.
South Carolina health officials have confirmed another 29 measles cases since Friday, bringing the number of people infected by the outbreak to at least 876. For the first time, health officials confirmed a case in a resident of Sumter County and say the individual may have infected others at a Mexican restaurant, a Walmart, and a Food Lion. Cases have also begun to spread to North Carolina, with at least seven now in Mecklenburg County.
The majority of infected people have been unvaccinated children and teenagers. State health officials are offering free vaccines at Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church this Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Spartanburg. Former Vice President Kamala Harris is rescheduling her appearance in Charlotte this week, alluding to the city's recent winter weather. Harris had been scheduled to appear at Ovens Auditorium tonight to discuss her book, 107 Days. The event will now be held April 14th. In a social media post, Harris tells ticket holders to stay warm and stay safe. The NBA announced its monthly awards, and the Charlotte Hornets swept the Eastern Conference honors. Rookie Con Knipple was named Rookie of the Month for the third straight time, and head coach Charles Lee earned Coach of the Month honors after the Hornets won 11 of 17 games in January. Forward Brandon Miller took Player of the Month honors after averaging 22 points and 5 rebounds a game. The Hornets face the Houston Rockets Thursday night. The New England Patriots and my Seattle Seahawks have arrived in California for Sunday's Super Bowl. Patriots quarterback Drake May grew up in Huntersville and is back where he was 10 years ago as a teenager when his dad took him to Super Bowl 50 as a young teenager, where the Carolina Panthers lost to Denver. He was asked about that meeting with reporters on Tuesday.
It's a full circle moment. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, what a moment. Just so thankful for my dad who was able to take me to a Super Bowl. That's, you know, don't take it for granted. You know, not every kid gets to experience that. And I was watching my favorite team at the time and got a chance to watch, you know, Peyton Manning's last game. You know, what a cool experience that was. And now to be here and playing, you know, one myself, you know, I don't take it for granted and know, you know, how special this is and just trying to enjoy it.
Kickoff is Sunday at 6:30. And for Wednesday, February 4th, that's Newsworthy. I'm Eric Thiel.